Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10 a.m. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is Episode of Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
Gunshot rings out at the station. Another urchin snaps and left it on his own. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. But some strange dreams and it's now feeling like I am. And I'm never gonna go. Welcome to paradise.
And that was Green Day, Welcome to Paradise, as he said, from the album Kerplunk and Dookie from 94.
And we can't play much of Green Day, no. Sadly, but that's a great track. You're of course listening to Glory Days Rock Show. You're on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, on digital if in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcast later and listen at your leisure. This show is all about great rock music in all its different forms. We're every Monday afternoon, 1 until 3, live in the studio, Paternoster Row, in the workstation in Sheffield, if you know where that is. We've got Julian Paul here live. In the first hour, we spoke to RPG for his Pick of the Rocks. Brand new releases, some cracking stuff there from all over the world, as well as in England, Western Superman, no less. Later in this hour, we've got our undercover section. We've got Chris's Punk Track of the Week coming up. But before we play Chris's Punk Track, we must say what we played at the end of the first hour.
Right, so we went back to 1966 with The Trogs, Wild Thing. B-side was From Home. Then we had Foo Fighters, Times Like These. One by One was the album from 2002. And then we went back to 1980, would you believe, which is 45 years ago. Morpher and the Muffins, Echo Beach, Far Away in Time was the album.
Brilliant. Next up then, Chris's Punk Track of the Week. We've played this before. It's a live track. It's all good stuff.
Thank you. machine will perform on guillotine. What a scene, what a scene. Next up on the stand, will you please extend a hand to Alexander's ragtime band, Dixieland, Dixieland.
This is Matt Elders from Arctic Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Of early Nirvana there with Negative Creep, came off their debut album Bleach. Chad Channing on drums, of course, before Dave Grohl turned up. 1989, Sub Pop label, before they signed and went big. Cracking album, Bleach. If you've never listened to it, you can hear the Nirvana coming, if you like.
And before that, we went back to 1973. The album was called Brain Salad Surgery. The track was called Carn Evil 9, First Impression, Part 2. And that was Emerson, Lake and Palmer. I think only Palmer's alive still, the drummer. And we started out with The Damned Live Love Song from an album called Machine Gun Etiquette, 1979.
And of course, you're listening to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're every Monday 1 till 3 playing great rock music in all its different forms. And don't forget that from 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock, Rob Wellington will be in the house. His first hour is classic Motown. His second hour always has a theme. And this week's theme is very specific. We think nothing less of you, Rob. 1993 charts, weekend in the 15th of August. Be very interesting to see what's in there. Next up on Glory Days, though, we've got something from way back in 1973 from Queen.
First of May, died to put his body for on his birthday. Every second word he swore, yes, he was the son of a whore, always wanted by the law. Wouldn't you like to know? Or wouldn't you like to know? People, Red King Red was a dirty old man, and a dirty old man was he. Now, what did I tell you? Would you like to see? Now, hear this.
and you're listening to
Glory Days. Glory Days.
Preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as a morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as John Scott Brewer's group. He gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. When I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day, safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know, and it's not about you joggers who go round.
The Battle of the Locusts.
So that was Aphrodite's Child, Battle of the Locusts, and Do It from their 1972 album 666, which was before Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, it's well worth a listen if you can get hold of that album. It's absolutely belting. A first prog album, I think, they say it was, in terms of the storytelling, incredibly interesting.
And of course, it was Demis Roussos on bass and Vangelis on keyboards.
Yeah, both... Gone. I'm afraid. Before that, oh, Blur. Now, it should have been Park Life, which is my favourite song, but well, it should have been Girls and Boys, but we ended up playing Park Life instead for technical reasons, shall we say.
Yeah.
Title track of their third album, 1994. Funnily enough, I was reading about them yesterday. There's an article about them versus Oasis, if you remember that big battle back then, and Country House came on top, I think. But anyway, I read with great interest that three of them met at university, and they all studied at Goldsmiths in London. Mm-hmm. Damon Albarn studied music, interestingly. Graham Coxon, fine art, and Alex James, French. Didn't say anything about Dave Rowntree, so I'm not sure about him. Anyway, before that, Beth Blade and the Beautiful Disasters. That was one of our PG's picks from a couple of years back. Cracking stuff, that Sin Eater from their 22 album Mythos, Confession, Tragedies and Love. Before that, a bit of Queen.
Yes, from their first album, which was called Queen King Rat.
Very interesting lyrics on that one. 1973 was the year. Of course, listen to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Next up is our undercover section. We've got some rather interesting stuff in here as well. One from 1989 and one from 1968. Undercover, all I say.
Exactly. them, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! People live and make believe. They keep a lot of dirt up their sleeve. But my love, baby, isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Understood. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! Oh, let the good time roll.
So that was a bit of guitar carnage from Jimi Hendrix covering Earl King, Come On, Let the Good Times Roll, from his album Electric Ladyland back in 68.
Yikes.
And before that, Julie?
Oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers, My Word, covering Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder, came off their 1989 album Mother's Milk. What a bizarre cover, maybe one of the band just like Stevie Wonder, who knows?
Yeah, great.
Very interesting. Your course, Liz DeGloria's Rock Show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Rob Wellington will be in the house soon, if he's not already.
Let's
here.
Have a look.
Lurking outside, don't bang the door. His first hour is classic Motown, his second hour is themed, and his theme is 1993 charts, weekend of the 15th of August.
There must be some
yeah.
significance there.
Who knows? We'll find out when he comes in. Before we go any further as well, a couple of things to announce. Richard Mehmet, if you remember him, from Pearson Mehmet Conspiracy. We've played quite a lot of their stuff, both on Glory Days Rock Show and Soul Plus. Plus, of course. He's doing a solo gig at the Chapeltown, August Bank Holiday Monday the 25th, so it's not far off. And he's doing it at the Commercial Pub on Station Road in Chapeltown. He'll be on at 2:30 p.m. for 30 to 40 minutes. He's doing all original stuff, including Pearson Mehmet Conspiracy songs, but also quite a lot of songs of his own, and it's all really good stuff. Go and support him.
Yeah, there's not just Richard Hill.
Oh, no, there's loads. It's a full day. There's stuff upstairs in the pub, stuff downstairs. It's a full afternoon right into the evening.
It's sort of celebrating Chapeltown, isn't it?
It is. And another thing to announce, there's a Sheffield Live radio station 25th anniversary gig by DJ Chris at Hagler's Corner in Sheffield, and that's on Friday the 19th of September in the evening, but we know no more yet, but we will carry on letting you know about that. Next up, we've got a live track from 1984.
Hey! Of my life. Fighter on my wall, stuck in your web, so typical.
very interesting. That was a track from RPG earlier this year. In fact, I was going to say earlier this year, but actually it was a track he selected last year. It was one of his brand new releases. That was Turtle Tommy with Spider. I thought it was rather good before that.
A live track from Brian Adams, Summer of 69, originally from the album Reckless, his fourth album from 1984.
There comes a point in the year when I have to play certain songs, and I always play Brian Adams as we head towards the end of summer, can you believe? We are coming to the end of this week's edition of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We've got Rob Wellington in the
house. He's worried.
He's worried because he's told us some of his songs from the second hour of his show. But anyway,
we won't.
From 3 till 4, it's just classic Motown, but second hour is gone for 1993. Charts weekend at 15th of August. Got some very interesting tracks in there, but I'm not allowed to say what they are, am I, Rob?
Why that week?
Come on, tell us. Tell us all. Why you chosen 1993?
Random,
but he's playing two princes.
And he's playing. I'm not.
Oh no, that. No! It's so unfair. Anyway, we're going to play out with a classic bit of Coldplay. Came off their debut album back in 2000. Can you believe? Some of the lyric came from the Yellow Pages, but not the Yellow Pages. He was just looking at the Yellow Pages when he was recording in the studio and couldn't quite think of some lyrics to fit. So we're going to play out with Yellow, of course. If you can't wait until next Monday, tune in Saturday morning, 10 until 12. First hour is So Plus, second hour is Live Science Show, and we'll be back next Monday, 1 until 3, playing great rock music in all its different forms. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know I love you so. you, I bleed myself dry.